Granny Zander, I believe that's Irene.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Howdy, folks. This is Dick Huddleston. Well, sir, although Lum hadn't actually produced anything edible in his bakery, he wanted to buy a truck to deliver it. Abner was again the idea until he sampled some cakes that he thought Lum had baked. Well, they were so good that he okayed buying a truck, only to find out that Miss Fredericks had baked the cakes for a bake sale. So now they've got a truck. But actually, it's working out pretty good. Fact is, Lum's out delivering with it right now, and Abner's in the store. There's Grandpappy Spears just entering. Well, morning, Grandpap. Come on in.
Yeah, morning, Abner.
You're kind of late getting down today, ain't you?
Yeah, Dad, blaming I overslept. Now I'll have to read twice as fast to catch up on my reading today. Where'd you put the almanac?
I don't know. You'll find it over there yourself, Grandpap. I'm too busy here in the bakery.
A bakery?
Yep.
You fellas still trying to make a go out of that pigeon-toed thing?
We ain't only trying, Grandpap. We're doing it. We're getting more orders for bread today than you can shake a stick at. And it's all on account of that truck.
Truck? I thought you said you getting that thing was a mistake.
Well, I'll have to admit, Grandpap, I was wrong. Everybody in town's ordering bakery stuff just so they can have that red and yellow truck drive up to their house. Just tickles them to death.
Yeah, well, I do know. Too bad they can't eat the spavin-legged stuff after they get it.
Well, now, there's where you're wrong. They can eat it. That Lum turned out a real good batch of bread this morning.
Oh, sassafras. I don't believe it.
Well, it
wasn't that prune bread, was it?
Oh, no.
By the way, how's Cedric's dog?
Oh, he still ain't feeling too good. Cedric was saying this morning that he's still sort of upset.
Yeah, he's telling me he said just lays there and quivers and kicks his foot every once in a while.
Yeah.
Cedric's worried about him.
Well, he keeps feeding him that prune bread. I don't know why he does it.
Well, Cedric says he gives it the dog. He eats most of it himself.
Oh, he loves it.
Eats them prune bread sandwiches.
Yeah.
Two slices of prune bread with a slice of prune bread in the middle.
Yeah, that's what he's telling me.
I think he's full of prunes.
Well, that's a good one. I'll have to recollect that. Tell it down to the barbershop.
So the old truck's doing the business, huh?
Yeah, and like I said, Lum turned out a good batch of bread today. Facts is, I think he was so anxious to get it out that he didn't have no time to invent something new like that prune bread. He just had to actually follow the recipe, and it turned out good.
Well, you'll never get me to believe that, Abner. Where'd you say you put the almanac?
I don't know. I reckon it's over there on one of the shelves where... Wait a minute. I believe that's our ring.
I wish you'd keep that pigeon-toed book in the same place. This is a nuisance.
Hello, jot 'em down, store, library, and bakery talking. Mom? Yes, Mom. Two loaves. This afternoon, I think. Yes, Mom. Well, it'll be delivered in the truck, all right. Don't worry. Uh-huh. All right, Miss Blevins. Goodbye.
Yeah, I can't find that seven-legged book, Abner. You ain't hit it, have you?
Of course not. Did you hear that, Grandpap? Miss Blevins...
How could I hear it? You had the receiver up again your ear.
Well, I'll tell it to you then. Miss Blevins wants some more bread. That's the second time she's ordered today. Just wants to get that truck up in front of her house. Doggy, this is the best business we've ever did as long as we've been in this store.
I can't find it nowhere, Abner.
Well, Grandpap, just forget about it. I need you over here to help me wrap up bread anyway. Dog is, we ain't gonna have enough to fill orders.
Wrap up the bread?
Yeah, that's what I said. Here, use this oil paper here. Keeps the bread more fresher, Lum says.
Oil paper? Is that what that stuff is?
That's what it is, or what he called it. I don't know.
See right through it, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll help you. I really ought to be doing my reading, though. I'm way behind today.
Yeah. Well, you can do that some other time. Don't worry about it.
How am I doing here? Is this look all right?
Yeah. But fold the paper over the end, Grandpap. Don't bunch it up there. It looks like one of them crepe paper flowers.
Oh, I do know. It does look better, don't it?
Yeah, that's me.
What do you tie it with? This ball of blue ribbon here?
Huh?
I see there's one loaf tied up with it already sitting here.
Oh, yeah. I reckon so. Must be something new that Lum started. Yeah, tie them up with that. Okay, that does look fancy.
Yeah, it does, don't it? Looks like a present.
Yeah,
you got to hand it to that Lum. He gets a hidey now and then in that little pointed head of his.
Oh, yeah. Well, that truck, for instance, there's the best one hidey he ever had.
And you ought to see how happy he is with it, Grandpa. Just thanks the world and all.
Well, that's nice.
Took it home last night and covered it up with the blankets off his own bed. Then laid there and shivered all night long like a dog on a wet sack.
Aunt Charity said she seen him driving around the schoolhouse there 5 or 6 times this morning like a hot rod.
Well, I'll tell you, he wants Miss Fredericks to see him in it. See, he thinks he's going to have a better chance of winning her now that he's got something to take a ride in. Careful, Grandpap. Don't waste so much paper on each loaf there.
All right. He's sort of sweet on Miss Fredericks, ain't he?
Oh, is he? Law.
I can see him casting sheep eyes at him.
Yeah. You know what he done this morning?
Uh-uh.
He heard some young'uns on their way to school say that today was her birthday.
Who, Miss Fredericks?
Yeah. So he goes right out and buys her a locket and puts a picture of himself in it and then wrote on it, "To the one I love," from Lum.
Lum done that?
Yes, sir, he done
slush
it.
Slush and much. Slush and much.
But now, just wait till you hear the rest of it. He's so bashful, he was afeard to come right out and give it to her. So you know what he done?
No telling.
He baked the locket in a loaf of bread.
He napped.
He did, done it. And then he's going to deliver the loaf of bread to her.
Well, I swan to goodness.
Of course, when the time comes to deliver it to her, he'll more likely won't even have the nerve enough to do it. So, you know, he's the bashfulest one human I ever know.
Yes,
and
next to Chester he is.
Who?
You recollect old Dave Chester married one of the Haskin girls? Melissa, I believe her name was.
No, I don't recollect
it. Oh, sure you do, Abner. Old Bashful Dave, they called him. Played the harmonica. That is, till he lost it in his whiskers one day.
Lost the harmonica?
Yes, sir. That's how long his whiskers was. And the reason it's so long was on account of he was so bashful he never had enough nerve to stand up to the mirror and shave himself.
Oh, I don't believe that, Grandpap.
It's the truth, according to the to the folks around Cherry Hill.
Grandpap, you oughtn't to believe everything you hear. Wait a minute. There comes a truck.
How's that?
That's Lum coming up out there. Now, don't you dare let on I told you about that locket for Miss Frederick.
Oh, no, I won't say a word.
He's sensitive about them things, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Look at him rushing around out there. Must be in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, he's been that way all day. Who's that with him? Oh, Cedric. Must be helping with the delivers.
Must be.
Yeah. How's the delivers going, Lum?
I ain't got time to talk now, Abner. Howdy, Grandpap. Hurry up and get the rest of them loaves into the truck. Cedric will help.
Yeah, we'll get them loaded. How are you, Cedric?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon, Mr. Abner.
Well, that's nice.
Cedric's going to take the truck out this time. Go ahead, Cedric, start loading her up.
Yes, Mom. Are these loaves the ones to go?
Yeah, everything on the counter there goes.
Yeah, I'll go back here to the feed room and get some more flour. We're going to have to bake up some more bread, I see that.
My doggies, we're doing the business all right. I never believed this bakery would work out this good.
Well, it sure got everybody rushing around like the place was on fire, I'll say that.
Yeah, it has. How's your dog feeling, Cedric?
Mom?
How's your dog feeling?
Oh, I don't know. I think he's dead. He just lays there.
Well, I do know. Well, surely he ain't, Cedric.
He stopped quivering.
He did, huh?
Yes, Mom.
Well, you better go over and take another look at him.
Give him something to steady his nerves, and he's so steady now he can't move.
Well, I do know. Well, here, if you can't carry all them at once, Cedric, you better make 2 trips out of it. Don't want you dropping that bread now.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, it puts me in mind of old Dave. Now, he rests around so much he never stopped in front of a mirror long enough to shave. Never shaved once from his 19th birthday on. Finally, his whiskers growed so long he lost a banjo in them.
Banjo?
That's what they claim. Old Dave Chester, you knowed him, didn't you, Abner?
No, I never know.
Married one of the Haskin girls. Forget which one it was now. Do you recollect which one it was, Abner?
Grandpap, I never even knowed the man.
Rose, I believe her name was. Either a blonde or a brunetter. Don't recollect which. Carried the mail one winter when old Dave was sick.
Carried the mail?
Yeah.
Well, I do know.
Is this all of it now, Mr. Abner?
Yeah, that's all we got baked up now, Cedric.
Yeah, we got a heap more than this sold.
Yeah, I know we have, I know it. Just deliver as far as it'll go and then hurry back.
Yes, Mom, I will.
Law might want the truck, you know.
Yeah, I want to use it before long. Here, Abner, take your knife and open this sack of flour and pour it in the tub there.
Yeah, let me get it
over. Oh, Granny, we're doing the business, you know. Mind you, this will make Miss Frederick sit up and take notice of me.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
She'll be treating that Frank Foster like a pair of old shoes.
Well, I sure hope so. When are you going to take the loaf of bread over to her with the locket in it, Lum?
Just as quick as Cedric gets back with the truck, I'll have him take it over to her.
Have Cedric? Why don't you take it yourself?
Oh, I don't know. I just don't like to walk up and hand her a present myself.
Now, Lum, don't be bashful that away now. Just walk right over there and say, "Happy birthday, Miss Fredericks," and hand her that. Might even put a candle in the cake if you wanted to.
Yeah,
for
maybe.
The loaf of bread.
Better do that. My Granny's, where is that loaf of bread?
I don't know. I ain't seen it. You were the one that had it this morning.
I laid it right here on the counter. Wait a minute. You don't reckon Cedric loaded it in the truck with them others?
Well, he must have. He taken everything there on the counter.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll have to catch him before he delivers it to the wrong place.
Well, how are you going to tell which loaf is which? They all look alike.
Oh, I can tell it. It's wrapped up and tied with a blue ribbon.
Blue ribbon?
Yeah, didn't you see it sitting there?
Well, I'll be that blamed.
What's the matter?
Oh, now we did it.
Did what? What are you talking about?
Well, me and Grandpap wrapped every one of them loaves up with blue ribbon. Now they're all thrown in a truck together. There ain't no telling who'll get that present of yours now.
Oh, my goodness. To the one I love's what I said on there. And my name signed to it.